Hello! In this week's episode of Less Code, More Power, you will learn how your customers can help themselves, and if not, how you can help them with Omnichannel. Don't miss out.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Less Code, More Power. Donna and I are so happy to have Trisha on the show today. Trisha, could you go ahead and just introduce yourself to everyone and really tell people, what's going on for you? Because you've been up to so much stuff lately with the global quiz, you've been getting involved with Omnichannel engagement for quite some time. And also, you know, you've got this huge, amazing background in DevOps and governance for really enterprise level systems. So go ahead and introduce yourself and we'll take it from there.
Okay, so my name's Trisha Sinclair, and at the moment I'm a D365 pre-sale solutions consultant from DXC, and I've been involved in Dynamics for around like over 10 years now. I started out obviously as a junior, and I basically did projects, but as I did projects, I felt the need or felt that I wanted to see how it could be done better. And then I started learning about DevOps. So I didn't actually go to a university and learn DevOps. I actually learned DevOps in my spare time to try to make the processes that we were doing better. And then it kind of grew from there. So what I do now is I want to share that understanding, that experience with other people to show how they can actually improve the quality of their projects, not just by using like pipelines, but by using the rest of the modules included in DevOps. And then actually whilst I was at university, I worked my way through as a call center agent, believe it or not. So thus my absolute fascination with Omnichannel, because I've done projects using the Unified Service Desk, and that is extremely complicated to set up if you don't know what you're doing. But with Omni, the ease of which you're able to just spin something up and get going with just a remote, simple to use call center system reduces a lot of the pressure and a lot of the issues that agents like me back in the day would feel. I just find that amazing. So I blog about that as well. And yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of other Power Platform stuff. So that's basically me.
I love it. That is such a cool background. I love the fact that you study DevOps on your own because you were just curious about it. It's not a thing you were forced to study at uni. You didn't know how you're going to use it in your work, but you knew it was useful and you knew that it's something that you wanted to learn on your own. Can you tell us a little bit about Omnichannel? Like, what does it mean specifically to you, and how do you explain it to others who may not have your customer help desk background?
Okay, so think about it this way: when you call a bank or when you call any organization, who's actually behind the scenes is an agent. That agent is expected to know pretty much everything about you, the reason that you're calling, the problem that you're having, and how to fix it. But those agents are actually people themselves. They might have just, been employed. They might have just actually started getting into the grips of things at that company. They're going to need help. So on an agent standpoint, in terms of that person behind the scenes trying to help you out, they need, for example, guidance about the standard business processes that company is going to have. They need support on the products that they're trying to serve you with. They need help with the type of offers. So there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. And invariably what happens is that companies have all these different systems, left, right, and center, that they need to go and refer to. And imagine having just one system that you can log into and have everything at your fingertips in order to address your issue. So you can actually get off the phone much quicker. That's pretty much what Omnichannel is. It's a multi-session, multi-tabbed experience that allows multiple applications to be grouped together to allow an agent to service a customer.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good definition.
Yeah, I love that you asked that, Donna, because I think that we can always get so stuck in like kind of where we come from and things seem so easy. But Trisha, because you've had that agent experience, it's, you're coming. I think this is what I really like about a lot of your material is the fact that you you include that, like, kind of that agent experience as well, because ultimately we all want to finish that conversation and we all do it, right? Like, kind of, I'm trying to get a new oven at the moment, and, you know, we all come off the phone wanting to be happy and wanting our problem resolved, and there's so many different moving parts to that. So this is so relevant for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. So tell me about a little bit about where this passion for government and compliance comes from, because that is not a normal thing. People are like, I love governance.
That's so true.
I don't know. I think it stems from my first ever role. They were really, really high and key on documentation. And I've always liked processes. If something is a mess, the first thing that I try to do is try to make sense of it somehow. So between my weird love for documentation and my need for process, thus basically led to my love for governance, compliance. And on top of that, it also, for me, reduces a lot of the headache that you typically get at the end of a project, because at the beginning of a project, everyone loves each other. It's an absolute love fest, right? But that's the time things slip, right? So at the end of the project, the customer is trying to get their money back. Yeah. They're trying to basically say, hey, you know, this project's over budget. Yeah. But guess what? The project is over budget because they asked throughout the project for a variety of things which were not in scope. But where is this documented? It's probably documented in someone's email, and yet that person's probably left the company. So you have no proof that this was ever asked for. You have no proof that what was asked for is a change or taken out of scope. So this is basically where DevOps boards become so important. A lot of people focus on DevOps, and to them, it's just the build, the release, continuous deployment, but it's so much more than that. It's being able to fully trace your requirement from the customer saying, I want this, to I have it delivered, there it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this is going to save the company a lot of money. It's going to save the development team a lot of time, because they're not going to have to be proving that they've delivered something. It's there in black and white. And they're not going to have to prove that it's actually a change request or something that's out of scope. It's literally there. So that's for me where I found the need for DevOps coming from. It's basically being able to prove and save time. So I'm all about time saving, yeah, as well.
And cost saving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like that.
I like to save my time.
Sure. And stress, and not be stressed.
Stress.
You're so right, where at the beginning, everyone's like very optimistic, right? Like, yeah, let's all do this. It's going to be amazing. And no one writes anything down ever. Mm-hmm. And how true that when it's time to deliver, that's when people start to randomly disappear. And then it's hard. But I've never thought about it that way in terms of governance and compliance at the very beginning. Write everything down, figure out your plan, and stick to it rather than getting excited and creative and adding all the scope to it that the customer can't afford or need, and the creators can't deliver. That's cool.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, you can add things, but yeah, if you add things, there is also a process there. If you follow the process, then everybody's still happy.
Right. You add things as needed.
Add things as needed. Definitely.
So I hear you brought something to show us today.
I did. So one of the things I, as I mentioned, I'm really passionate about is Omni. So that's like my current absolute favorite thing to show. So what I'm going to show is a scenario where I'm working a lot with public sector organizations here in the UK at the moment. So what tends to happen is if you move into a new neighborhood or a new city, you have to call them up and you have to set up what's known as your council tax. And pay that, but it's one of my hated things to do, because I always want to call them to make sure that they have my direct debit details, to make sure that I'm off the previous record and onto them. It takes ages to actually get them to answer the phone, and it also takes ages to get anything set up. And I actually don't understand why or what their processes are. So what I've done is I've basically built out a process in Omnichannel to show how what that could look like. Now, I don't know the internal process to getting the council tax actually set up. But that doesn't matter. What I'm going to show is how what that process could actually look like inside of Omnichannel. So basically, what we have is we have our lovely little chat button, and this chat button is pretty much just a widget that's created when I created Omnichannel. So when I initiate the chat, the first thing it's going to ask me for emails that will allow me to direct the conversation to an agent. So a lot of the times, obviously in public sector, they're different departments. Each department has a different skill. They have a different education in terms of how to deal with the issues that I'm experiencing. But the reason I'm messaging is I want to interact. I want to let them know about the council tax inquiry. Now, bear in mind, I'm doing this as a chat. But with Omnichannel, it has so many other channels that are available, such as your Facebook, your Twitter, WhatsApp, etc. And the beauty about it is it doesn't matter the channel that it originates from. The customer experience is always going to be the same because they have the same functionality inside of Omnichannel. Okay, so here, for GDPR purposes, we can prompt them that, let them know that we're going to keep a copy of the conversation or any privacy URLs that we need them to read, and then I'm going to submit. Now, another thing as well with Omni is one of the main aims is I don't want my agent to have to deal with this issue. So how can we reduce the number of conversations going through to an agent? Well, we can actually leverage Power Virtual Agent coupled with Omnichannel in order to do this. So here we have my Power Virtual Agent bot. That's going to be my first port of deflection, actually my second port of deflection, because as you can see, I'm actually having knowledge articles here, which as a customer, I would have expected them to check here to see how could I actually set up a council tax record with you. And if they can't find it on the knowledge articles, then they initiate the chat, and then you have the second line of deflection, which is a Power Virtual Agent, which will guide me as the customer through a series of questions, and ultimately even help set up the council tax record without me going through to an agent. But I want to go through to an agent. What I'm going to do is I'm going to push it to do that. So if I'm not paying council tax, it's not going to direct me through to that agent. So I am not going to wait. I'm going to go straight in here. And what you'll see is a little pop-up here. So you can see that the agent sees the reason for the chat. And this is actually coming directly from Power Virtual Agent. So if I accept it, it's going to show me the information that the bot the bot and the customer had. So I'm not starting from scratch. I understand what the previous conversation was about, and I can continue. On top of that, because I actually initiated it as a council tax inquiry on the bot, it actually rerouted to that specific agent guidance. So remember what I mentioned before about as an agent, I need some guidance in terms of what to say and what to do. Well, with agent guidance, I can actually do that. I can also verify who the customer is, leveraging information directly from the contact record or even the case record to validate that the customer is who they say they are. Okay, before going back to the welcome screen. And not only that, I can quickly create an inquiry or a case record here that will bring everything that it knows about the conversation and pre-populate the case record with it. So just with the click of a button, I'm able to create a case record or any other records that I need to. And the final thing that I want to show you with Omni is, you know, as you actually interact with the customer, what's actually happening is Omni is actually listening to your conversation, not in a weird, seedy way, but it's actually listening to see how it can help you. So if I basically, as a customer, said, hey, I want to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen here is you can see an appointment card is created. Now, this appointment card is prompting me as an agent to say, hey, this customer is asking for an appointment. So what we recommend that you do is create an appointment. Now, this is known as Smart Assist, and this is my favorite feature of Omnichannel, because when I was an agent, I'd actually have to put myself on mute, ask my colleague, wait for them to put themselves on mute, ask my colleague, hey, they're asking for this. How do I do this? And then they tell me, and then I'd have to then do it. But with Smart Assist, what this can then do is this can actually do that. This could be the helping hand on your left shoulder, guiding you based on the conversation that you're having with the agent, or even based on what you're actually doing within the system.
Love it.
This is amazing.
I can just click on create appointment here. And again, similar to create case, it's going to create an appointment pre-populated with all the information that it knows about you. So here we have an appointment for my council tax inquiry. And I can just save that. It's then associated to my contact record or to the customer's contact record. And there we go.
So what I loved about that is you start with a place where a customer can help themselves. You say, here's some knowledge articles. So you don't actually have to call us on the phone immediately. Read these articles. If they don't fulfill, self-service using the bot. And if you then get stuck, then bounce over to Omnichannel. And the chat history is freaking there. So you're not starting over with, what does this person know? What are they trying to do?
Well, like, hey, Donna, can you just repeat the question like 10 times?
I love that. And I love that there's the continuity between the bot and Omnichannel, the way you set it up. So you go back and make an appointment and the appointment card shows up. You do something in the Omnichannel, it shows up back, the chat is aware. I think that's just brilliant because you really are making it so the bot and the human, they work together rather than it being like a complete handoff and start over from step zero. So I think that is super cool. Yeah, I love that.
And the beauty of it is this is all low code. So what I showed is doesn't actually take any actual development knowledge, with the exception of the Smart Assist, which is the last feature. Everything else that I showed is just based on the Power Platform.
Wow, that's amazing. That is.
Tell us, so Tricia, you have some homework for our audience. Tell us what that is.
So my homework is I want everyone to see how easy it is to get started with Omnichannel. It basically, you can take 30 minutes. With just 30 minutes, you can actually create a chat, a chat widget and get started. That's it. Just create a chat widget and actually initiate a chat conversation. That's your homework.
Yeah, I love that.
Nice and simple as well, like as in it's direct, it's go ahead and create a chat widget using Omnichannel engagement. That's so awesome.
All right, folks, viewers, listeners, you heard the woman. Go create a chat widget, because it doesn't matter if you run a company or not run a company, at some point you're going to have to do customer engagement, and it is a way better experience for everybody if your customers are able to first help themselves, and if not, then you're able to help them through some sort of a predictable means. So thank you, Tricia, so much for sharing that with us today. I learned a lot. I am going to use this. I run a retail company right here. And right now my customer questions are all answered through email or through a chatbot. But I love this Omnichannel idea so that me or my partner can answer and we have to transition between what has happened and what we can do to further help our customers. So I'm totally going to try this out now. Because
so you're going to do the homework, right?
Homework. I'm going to do it for a real, real, real issue.
Good.
Awesome. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Tricia. It's been amazing to have you as a guest on the show.
Thank you very much. So glad I got to meet you finally. You're going to get volunteered for all kinds of speaking gigs because this thing is going to get shown in lots of places. I am super excited about this.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Less Code, More Power. I'm Donna.
I'm Sarah.
And our guest today was Tricia. See you next time.